The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're going to continue our discussion of the Gedorim of the Maisa of Gezizo, of shearing, of taking wool off of a Balchai, insofar as different areas in Halacha is concerned. And here we'll bring up another place where there's a distinction between, and the Shaila is why, between Melechah Shabbos and the Isur Giza that's by Kachem. Meches Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Pei Gimel, points this out, Benegeh, the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Mehilchus Mi'ilo. How much wool has to be shorn in order to be considered a Maisa Mi'ilo? For instance, if somebody's moiled to be Nene from Kachem, the shear of every Hanor is a Shavah Prut. Over here also, the act of being goyiz is a behemah of kachim is an act of me'ilo. You're taking away the yichud of the behemah for kachim. You're using it for your own. What's the shear? How much giza considers a maisa malacha? So the Rambam says, like we said in Perek Aleph Hilchus Me'ilo, that the shear is kimaloi roichav sit. Kimaloi roichav sit is a shear that's discussed in the Mishnah in Shabbos. How much would be considered? How much would be considered an act? Any act that's talking about production of cloth, kimloi reichav sit, is the smallest amount of meaningful cloth that can be made. It's a very small cloth, and the Rambam says in Hilchus Me'ila legabi giza bekachim that's loigora from Hilchus Shabbos that has that shear. That's the Rambam. Like we said, mitzvah tov pei gimel lechayra, all the shiurim in Shabbos, the Mishnah is full from the. From the sixth parak and on, the Mishnah is full of Mishnah Yishavis of different shiurim. When you carry, you have to carry this amount. If you carry a minute amount, it's not meaningful. And all those halachas of how much you have to carry, how much you have to cook, how much you have to, all the shiurim of the different malachas, how much is considered having a chshivus to violate Hilchus Shabbos to be considered malachas Shabbos, all goes under the heading of malachas machshavos asur Torah, which we discussed in the previous year. Malachas Machshavos is a tzad l'chumra. Malachas Machshavos is also a tzad l'kula, that if something doesn't have the chshivos of that performance, then it does not have a shem malacha. And over there, the klal of Malachas Machshavos imposes shiurim on every single different malacha that's done. And that's the malay reichiv sit over there. In fact, what does that have to do with me'ila? You need a Malachas Machshavos. Why is the Rambam feel that you compare the two? Nochakash, the Mechaschinuch wants to know that the Rambam decides for Giza over there in Perek Aleph Hilchus Me'ilah. The Rambam brings down also, let's say, using a behemah of kachim for a dosh, for avoidu. You take an animal, you use it for an animal for plowing. There is a shear that's mavur in the Mishnayos of dosh that you have to plow enough ground to be able to grow a minute amount. It doesn't say in Hilchus Me'ilah you have to thresh. I'm sorry, that you have to plow that amount of land. Why not? Are the shiurim of Me'ilah and Shabbos consistent, or are they not? So it's hard to pin down every single prat in this type of thing, but let's just point out one basic distinction which really fits what we were talking about last year. Whenever you're talking about defining the shiur of an act of Isser, you always have to define, is that shiur meaningful for that thing insofar as that Maisa Issa is concerned? What do I mean? For instance, every Maisa Achilin L'Torah, doesn't make a difference which Machol Sasurus it is, the shear of all Machol Sasurus, as well as, let's say, eating matzah, is B'Kezayis. Maisa Achilin B'Chol HaTorah Kulo is B'Kezayis. And the same is true, there's an Isser to take Bosor from the Korban Pesach and to take it into a different Rishus. Korban Pesach had to be eaten by a number of people in one place. If it was taken from one place to the other with intent to eat it in the other place, that's a lav. How much meat of the Korban Pesach does one have to take? The Rambam says the shear comes from the Gemara Pesachim. The shear is kezayis. Why? Because the definition of what's going on with that taking, even though we're not doing a ma'aseh achila, the lav is the act of taking. But what's the point? The point is taking to eat in another place. What's meaningful taking to eat is the shear of achila. The shear of achila is kezayis. Similarly, the shear of hoitzah is B'Kezayis. However, let's say when we're talking about Hoitzah of Oichel on Shabbos, we're talking about carrying in a Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. The shear of how much has to be carried in order to be rendered in Av Malacha is definitely not a Kezayis. The Mishnayos that we mentioned above in Shabbos have different shurim for different foods, different meaningful amounts, grogers and so on. There's different shurim. Why? Because over there the Maisa Hotzah has nothing to do with Achila. It's a Hotzah of Oichel. Carrying has a different criteria for what's meaningful than eating. Eating is one thing. Carrying is something else. The carrying is the minimal amount that you would put in one place, let's say, as merchandise, as something valuable to store away. It has nothing to do with how much you would eat. So maybe the share over there is not like Gabi Amai Sachil. Okay, let's go back to Giza. The point by Giza is this. We explained in Melechus Shabbos that the idea of Melechus Machsheves Osru Torah is that there has to be meaning in the Melechus of Shabbos insofar as that result. That's the way to achieve that result. By the same token, the amount, the sheer of a Maisa Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves defines it as whatever Maisa would create a meaningful result. The same way the definition of the Maisa is whatever would create a meaningful result. The sheer of how much of that ma'aser is also, the minimal amount of what would achieve a meaningful result. What is the malacha of Giza? Is the malacha of Giza taking something off a live animal? For instance, there's a malacha l'mashal of koitzer, of cutting an apple off a tree, of plucking a blade of grass. That malacha has to do with being oikedov migiduloi. Oikedov migiduloi means to take something that was part of a dover chai and to be oikered from its source. That's not the Malacha of Giza. The Malacha of Giza is the act which creates, and that's the way it was in the Mishkan, which creates wool to be used for a meaningful purpose. To create wool which will be used in a meaningful process. By the way, we'll add Bisugrayim. Parenthetically, we'll add that it's not so simple. We mentioned the first year that Giza rears its head in practical Hilchos Shabbos, legabe pulling out here and legabe fingernails. L'choira, when a person's cutting his fingernails, he's not doing it to need the fingernails. So the Tosfos holds that, Tosfos in Shabbos holds that the malacha of Geziza is taka only when malacha Shabbos would mean that there's only malacha deraisa when a person's cutting off here because he wants the hair. For instance, he wants the hair to manufacture sheitlach. Most cases, when a person is shaving his mustache, it's not because he wants to shave the hair for something. Usually, when he cuts his fingernails, it's not because he has a value on the fingernails. Usually, he gets rid of the fingernails as soon as he cuts them. So that would be a malacha d'rabbanan, it's not a malacha d'raisa. The Ramban categorically argues on Tesis, and he says that the malacha of geziza can be defined also as the act of fixing up the balchai. When a person cuts his fingernails, it's not for the fingernails. It's in order that the person's hands should be neat and mesudar and put together. In that sense, it's a malacha deraisa. It's a malachas machsheves insofar as the person is concerned. That's the shita the Ramban. When we're talking about shearing an animal, we're not talking about shearing the animal because the animal needs a haircut because he has a day tonight. We're talking about shearing it in order to produce shearings, in order to have wool. So the share would be as the share of the sharings would be how much would be considered a meaningful amount. That's Malacha Shabbos. Giza, like we said by Me'ilah, is also an act of Giza, not because you're cutting it off of the sheep, but because what you're doing is you're taking from the sheep, you're using the sheep for your own purposes. What's called using when it has some type of meaningful purpose? What's called a meaningful purpose? The share can be learned out of Shabbos. If we're talking about Dosh, so it could very well be over there the comparison is incorrect. The avoida of an animal is the fact that you miyached this animal for work. Does it make a difference how much work the animal did? The point is that you made the animal work. That itself is a violation of the status of Ekdish. The Giza is only a violation of the status of Hegdash. You're doing the Maisa Giza, but the reason why it's a violation is what are you taking from Hegdash? You're taking from Hegdash that you're taking the produce of the animal, i.e. the shearings, and you're using it for your own purpose. That's the way you take it from the sheep. So that has to have a meaningful share when it's called you took something. How much is a meaningful share? You learn that out from Shabbos. Kim lo yirei chavasit. Legabi disha, the point is not that meaningful work was produced. The point is that you made the animal work. The share that has kolshu. Vashenke by Shabbos, malachas mach Shabbos, is only insofar that there's a meaningful end result. That would be the share of Shabbos. So there's no one size fits all legabe whether you compare Mi'ilah to Shabbos, like we're saying. And each case has to be dissected kishel atzmo. As an aside, by the way, just for the information, the pashtus of the Gemara in front of us would seem to say that if Likita is not a Maisik Ziza, so it would be also on Shabbos because of Oikadov Mishum Gedula. The Ramban in Shabbos Kuf Zayin has a different way of reading our Gemara. There's a different, seems that he has a different gifts in the Gemara by us. The way he holds, there is no issue of being Oikadov Migedula as far as a Balchai is concerned. Only by vegetation, only by fruits or by vegetables, we would say Oikadov Migedula is an Avmaloch and not by Balchai. What's the rationale behind that? By a fruit or a vegetable, the fruit that grows from the ground, what you do when you pull that fruit off the ground it's not anymore part of the ground. What you do is you're creating, so to speak, a fruit. You're chaffing, you're creating something new. You're giving, it's not just part of natural vegetation covering the earth. You're creating produce. You're creating a fruit. You're creating a vegetable. You're creating a piece of grass, a piece of wood. That's the malach of the oikid of Megidullah. By Balchai, when you cut off part of a Balchai, you're not creating something new. The hair of an animal is hair of an animal when it was on the animal. Cut it off, it's still hair of an animal. It happens to be a hair of an animal that's not attached anymore. Before that, it was still attached to animal. Now it's not, so you can use it for wool. But it's not something new. It would seem that an apple and orange attached to the ground is not an apple and orange. It's part of the ground. When you pull it off, it becomes an apple orange. That's the Av Malocha. We'll just bring out another idea in this. This Yerushalmi, it says something fascinating. Oikadom Gedulah, he says, if somebody pulls a fish out of water, what malach is that? Could be you're trapping a balchai, you're killing a balchai, ultimately, because after a minute or two, without water, he's going to die. But the Yerushalmi says that pulling a fish out of water is Oikadom Gedulah, since that's his place of growth. So, when you pull it out, you're Oikadom Gedulah, same way pulling an apple off a tree, you're Oikadom Gedulah. It would seem that the Rambam and the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Taz, argue on that. Why? They hold that when you pull a fish out of water, the fish was a fish when it was in the water. It's a fish out of the water. There's nothing meaningful about pulling a fish out of the water. You're not creating anything new. You're certainly not creating a shame fish. It was a fish before. What you're doing is you're now accessing the fish in order to be able to cook it for your Suda on Shabbos. But you're creating a fish. When you pull an apple off the ground, what you're doing is it's not now no longer part of the ground. It's an apple. It's a fruit. It's produce. It's an oichel. That is an av malocha deraisa. What this does tell us is that the definition of Alecha Shabbos is subjective, each situation kishala atzmoi. Defining the malocha could very well depend from case to case on what the malocha is. Even if we're talking about the same malocha, we would give different criteria depending on what we're talking about, kifi, what looks like the way to do that malocha. Let's take this idea a step further. Normally we have a klal that what a person does on Shabbos is a malocha. If a person is enim mechavin, there's a klal. Let's say I'm doing Maisa X. The classic case in the Gemara is, what I'm doing is I am schlepping a bench from place to place. And because I'm schlepping the bench, every once in a while, the ground is soft, it makes a hole in the ground. Is that called I'm making a hole? No. What am I doing? I'm doing a different Maisa. I'm bringing a bench from place to place. That which is done, Shaloi B'Kavanosi, is called a different Maisa. It's called Kilu Nase Me'eloth. That's a Dovash Enim Iskaven. As a general rule, Dovash Enim Iskaven is only when I'm doing X, and Y is created almost by accident, just because of X. I'm doing X. It happens to be that it schleps along, so it does Y. I'm doing Y. I'm doing X. But what happens when I'm doing Maisa X? I'm doing the Maisa X, and X is the Malacha. I just don't mean to do it for the purpose which would be considered a meaningful Malacha. For example, we have by us in the Rashi, by us says in Chof Heom and Aleph, by us in the Sugya, and Toisviz later on, Daflam Dalam and Aleph, that where he makes a mum in the Behemoth, and his Mechavin, he makes a mum in the Behemoth of Kochim because he wants to make his dam, he wants to make it healthy by drawing blood that'll make the animal live, or he wants to fix up the animal, he shears off the wool in order to fix it up for a Shechita, that's Mutter. Why? Rashi and Toisviz defined as Dov Shenim Iskavin. It's a Pella. Dov Shenim Iskavin is always when you're doing X, and Y is something that happens me'elov. Over here, you did X, And you meant to do X. You're just not doing it for the reason of damaging Kachim, of using Kachim. You're doing it out of habit. You're doing it to service the Kachim. What's the pshat such a thing? So G'dolei Achronim, the Beis Ephraim, the Beis Halevi, point out that there are cases in Shabbos where the definition of what you're doing, whether it's a malacha, will be defined in terms of your machshava, whether you mean to do it. Normally not. Normally, it doesn't make a difference what you meant to do. If you did it, then it's a malacha. If you're doing something else and that maisa was nasim elov, there we can make a case that's called enim echad. But where you meant to do that thing, even if you didn't mean to do it for bad purposes, you don't have ulterior motives, you mean it l'tayeles, but even that it wouldn't be a violation, I think it doesn't make a difference. The maisa, you did it. But there are cases where that's not so. For instance, a person, binyan is certainly an av malacha. A person builds a house, an av malacha. A person builds bikli. Binyan b'kelim is b'chlal not pashut. Pashtus, we paskin from a mishnah, binyan b'kelim, if it's something that's detached from the ground, it's something that's small, when you build a kli, when you improve on a kli, might be makom patish, but it's not boina. Binyan b'kli will have a binyan. There are certain cases that binyan b'kli have a binyan. But where a person is not mechavin b'chlal with what he's doing. For instance, a person puts up boards is one of the cases that's discussed. Again, I'm not passing halachas now because you have to know in which case. But a case that's discussed in Beit Sedaf Lamed Gimel, a person puts up boards on the side of something, but even where he's not mechavin bechlal, that should be an oil, it should be a hetshavet sura of a structure. He meant to just put up the boards over there on the side for a different tales, Mavur and the Gemara over there. The halacha, since he wasn't mechavin, the Rishayim says, since he wasn't mechavin to create an oil, it's not. He did it. He did it. He put it up. He made an oil. Where something is could be subjectively defined as being that or not, a person puts up boards on the side of a something just to hold something in. He puts up boards against the wall in order to hold the produce that's there on shelves in, that they shouldn't fall out. It happens to be the boards lean on an angle, but even where theoretically you could have a little tent underneath. Is that maisa so much defined as building a tent? Subjectively, you could say that that's called he built a tent, that's what he meant to do. But if what he meant to do was he meant to protect the peiros, that's called building an oil. That's not called building an oil. Here we have an example of where something, Malachi Shabbos, could be subjectively defined as not that maisa because he never meant to do that. It's a tremendous chiddush. That's what the Achronim say, to be miyashiv, the kavana bayos. A maisa malocha in a behemoth, like we said, it's not so much the drawing blood of a behemoth, the pulling out the hair. The pulling out the hair is a way to be defined as you're using the behemoth for you. You've taken the behemoth out of the realm of kachim. You're using it for your own. You're being maker's dam. You're damaging the property of Hegdish. But what happens when it's done the tailors? That subjective definition falls off when that's not what you're mechavin to do. Here's where subjectivity will be redefined by kavana, where something is absolutely a maisa. A person digs a hole. It doesn't make a difference if he's digging the hole because he wants the hole or because he wants the dirt. You're doing a maisa of digging a hole. There's a different p'tur called malacha shenitzrich legufa. That's something else. That means where a person is doing a maisa, but he is not doing the maisa for the purpose which the Torah has it. That's machlokes from Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But there's sometimes where a maisa is considered objectively not that maisa if that's not what he meant to do. Why? Because that's not objectively that maisa. Subjectively, you can define what you're doing as that. Puts up boards to protect pay rates. Subjectively, it can be defined as oil because there's an area underneath it. A person damages a behemoth, subjectively, it will be defined as using a behemoth for your own, damaging the property of Hegdish, if that's what you meant to do. That's a nekuda cheshuva and mechudeshes in the Agdora of Melech HaShabbos. We'll just add one more definition that's negated to Melech HaShabbos, even though it's not directed to what we're learning now in Bechoris, is the idea of psik ratio. We mentioned before the case where a person schleps a bench and it makes every once in a while the ground is soft and makes a hole. What happens if he knows that the whole ground is soft and it'll have to make a hole? It's not just it might make a hole, it'll have to. Psik ratio is called when it has to happen. It's a toitso which is muchrach from the maisa that you're doing over there. Psik ratio v'leyomos is chayav on Shabbos. What's the definition of that? The Lomdim explained that the pshat is that since when you do maisa X, it's automatic that maisa Y will be a result. That what that means to say is that when you do X, by definition, you're doing Y. Since X automatically will have to bring about Maaseh Y, doing X halakhically is defined as doing Y. You could say it like that, or you could say it maybe a little bit differently. You could say that since Y is a direct result of X, the definition of X includes Y. Y is part of X. A little bit of a different taich. Lemaisa, there are places in halacha where a person does what should be considered a malacha, what should be also because of psik reisha, and it's not. I'll give an example. Meleches shmita, shvius, let's say a person was one of the prime malachas of shmita, is watering a garden. Watering a garden, you're producing growth. What happens if a person was mopping, or what we call in Eretz Yisrael, doing sponge on a porch, and he does sponge and he flicks the water off the porch? By definition, the water goes down, it lands in the gina, in the garden of the neighbor below, and it causes growth. The Chaznish says that's okay. Even though it's a psik reisha that when you do sponge, some of the water is going to drip off and foster, stimulate growth in the garden below. Psik reisha, no problem. What's the chilek? Melacha Shabbos, what's also, like we said, is the malacha. If you do malacha X, what you're doing is you're doing sponge. You do X, and you know that Y will be a result. X and Y are synonymous. Y is part of X. When you do X, by definition, you're doing Y, and so on and so forth. So, Meli, you're doing malachas Y. If fostering growth is an av malacha of Zerea, so then you have Shemitah. The issue is not so much the malacha per se. The issue is a violation of the status of the ground being in a state of Shvisa. Bring an example. The Ritva says in the beginning of Moed Katan that Shvisas Shvis, Shmita, a person violates the Raisa even having a goy water his field. Shabbos, a goy does malacha for you. Even though you definitely said the goy do, it's certainly not more than the Rabbanon. By Shmita, it's not that way, even though Shmita is also called malacha. What's the pshat? So the Mechazinuch explains that by Shemitah, the existential quality of Melacha Shemitah is not so much doing an act of Melacha, like we said by Shabbos, it's the end result that the ground is worked. So if it's directly your fault that the ground was worked, even if you sent a goy, you didn't do an act of Melacha, but it's directly your encouragement, your production, that the ground is worked. The ground was violated. The state of shvisa, of resting of the ground, was violated because of you. That's malacha deraisa. Psik reisha, like we said, is a definition that when you're doing maisa X, you're doing maisa Y. That's fine, legabi Shabbos, because by Shabbos, the what's also is doing a maisa malacha. So if maisa X and maisa Y are one and the same, maisa Y is part of maisa X. When you do maisa X, you're doing maisa Y. So really, you're over. Mashenken by Shemitah, the point is the intention. Did you intend to foster growth by having that water go below? No. If you didn't mean to do it, then it's not, the violation of the ground is not considered attributable to you. It's a chiddush. We're not really learning the Gedorim of Shabbos vis-a-vis Melechah Shemitah. There's other examples where the Tuah Nischalek. I'm just pointing that out. But again, the Geder that we're talking about Shabbos, the Gabi Gizan, the Gabi all the Melechahs, in terms of the Maisa, in terms of the Tetzah, and so on and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.